It's Tuesday, the 9th of November, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host, Ace, and joining me are Gorzagors.
Oh.
Payslips.
Hello.
And newcomer Artura.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the Grincast. You are now officially a podcaster.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You can pick up your tote bag at the end of the episode.
That's perfect.
There is no tote bag. We've got some things to talk about this week, but first we'll go over what have people been playing. Gorz, why don't you take us away?
Last week I got a game called Risk of Rain 2, which is an action roguelike game. Basically, you pick a character and you have to go through several stages of trying to find a teleporter, activate the teleporter, beat the boss, and get to the next stage. I didn't manage to beat it yet. I actually did, but I had to turn down the difficulty level. So yeah, that's what I've been playing.
It's literally impossible for me to turn down the difficulty level on any game because I play on the easiest difficulty level.
Oh.
I couldn't agree. I just play everything on the hardest. Masochism and all of that.
I could not. I'd get 5 minutes into it and just uninstall it.
I made the massive mistake of playing God of War and God of War difficulty while playing on the PlayStation. I nearly didn't get past the Valkyrie, and I was getting one shot by the final boss over and over again until I finally beat it like 200 tries in.
Crikey. Payslips, what about you? You games you've been fiddling with?
You know Homefront Red the Revolution, that came out quite a few years ago, but they had the TimeSplitters 2 full, like high definition kind of port hidden inside of its code for years. A modding team have just recently released a mod which allows you to actually play the full game throughout the whole game through. So I've been playing TimeSplitters 2 on PC, which has been really interesting and good to dip back into that again. I'm not sure if anyone else has played much of the TimeSplitters games from back in the day, but
I thought Homefront only had like the first two levels.
Yeah, the first two were you could only unlock the first two in game with the released codes that they had, but one of the devs who had worked on it found the old access codes for the whole campaign.
Oh.
And yeah, the modders have basically made it so you can actually just launch straight into TimeSplitters 2 without having to do anything from Homefront. So
pretty cool.
Yeah, you can play the full game.
I wasn't really into shooters back in the PlayStation 2 days. I like my JRPGs more, so I didn't actually get around to playing the TimeSplitters games.
There's going to be some remakes coming up, I think, and they've got a fourth one in development, so hopefully a whole new generation can try them out in the future.
If it releases on PC, I might definitely try it. I'm just so bad at shooting with control.
Yeah, if you have, as long as you own a copy of Homefront: The Revolution, you can just look for the TimeSplitters 2. I think it's called Redux mod, and it just mods your Homefront game, so you can just run TimeSplitters 2 straight off of it.
That's awesome! I'm definitely gonna give it a shot.
Yeah. So, Arturo, what have you been playing this past week?
To not keep us here for an entire hour, I've been playing like 13 games, but for the most part, I've been playing Horizon Zero Dawn. I finally got the honor of playing it on the computer after the article that I made on regional pricing, and I've finally been able to beat a lot of the machines without too much hassle.
Sorry, that ended abruptly. I thought you might have more to say about it.
Oh, well, I didn't really want to go super in-depth, given the game has been out for so many years. I love it. I absolutely adore it, but I didn't have much more to say apart from that.
Fair enough.
Machines died, so that seems like a good end.
Yeah, basically.
Has it got you excited for the sequel?
Unfortunately, no, because since it's going to be PlayStation 5 exclusive, I'm not going to be able to play it.
Wait, 5 or 6 years, it'll come to PC.
Oh, no, yeah, like, I'm patient enough. I'll eventually be able to. And that, yes, it has me very excited in that aspect because, well, as I've been writing news articles for it, it just sounds like the game is going to be wonderful.
Sounds good. The game I want to talk about is one that I'm currently writing an article about, or trying to put into words, I'm trying to come up with a theme for my article. It's about Jurassic Park the game, the Telltale game from 2011. It's so I watched Jurassic Park in the theaters as a young boy, and there's this scene, if you've not seen it, with these dinosaurs called the Dilophosaurus, and they're the spitting ones. If you haven't seen the movie, you probably know of them from that. They've got frills and spit whatever it is at people's eyes with uncanny accuracy, it seems. And ever since then, I've actually had a phobia of Dilophosaurus. Not of dinosaurs. I'm fine with raptors and T-Rexes. They just like jump scare me like they're supposed to. But Dilophosaurus, I do not like. And this game has too many Dilophosaurus. I mean, if it had one, it'd have too many. But it has got many. And I absolutely hate it.
What about the Dilophosaurus is so scary for you?
I'm not sure I can put it into words. It's just that this frill bit comes out and then it spits and it jumps around while clicking and cooing, and just sets me on edge whenever they're on screen. And because it was an early Telltale game, so released in episodes, the first episode, when you're on the when you open up the game, and it says start game, has a T-Rex, and it stomps along and roars and stomps off. The second episode has a Dilophosaurus. So I have to very quickly click to load my game as soon as the game starts up. Otherwise, this Dilophosaurus will drop it into the screen and then just make noises and gnash at the screen. And hate it so much.
That must be horrible for you. I know you wrote an article about the horrible spiders. Are you an arachnophobe as well?
Slightly. I would say that I'd rather be near a spider than a Dilophosaurus. Not just because one will definitely eat me.
Is it because of the dill that you dislike the Dilophosaurus? I mean the frill, sorry, not the dill.
Oh, I thought, no, that particular part of the name doesn't rhyme.
I'm sorry, my English is atrocious.
It might very well be, because I suppose it's there to scare off predators, so it does a good job of scaring me off.
Is it the frill? Like, does the frill of other dinosaurs bother you as well?
No, as I say, it's literally just the Dilophosaurus. There's even the latest update for The Simpsons Tapped Out has been a Treehouse Horror Halloween themed one, and it's been based around this geriatric park from last season or a couple seasons ago, whatever. And the story is basically Grandpa Simpson gets turned into a dinosaur, and so you've got these dinosaurs running loose in your Springfield that you're supposed to tap on to get rid of, and they are Dilophosaurus.
You are so unfortunate.
Yeah, I could not believe it. It's like all these things running around and they're all cartoony, but they still set me on edge. Obviously not as bad as Jurassic Park the game does, but
I think I've seen like one Dilophosaurus in my whole life, like not in real life, obviously. And just to hear that you've had two in recent time is just, it's really funny to me. I'm so sorry.
I watched Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park 2 and Jurassic Park 3. I haven't a way to getting around to the Jurassic World movies. And I think it's been putting me off most of all.
There's this site that has trigger warnings. I'm going to add the Dilophosaurus trigger warning.
I totally get what you mean about it, though, but it's just that one scene, the original one, where it's, what's his name? Wayne Knight, is it? Yeah, Wayne Knight in the car, and yeah. Man, yeah, that freaked me out as well.
Well, the game starts just before the end of, just before the storm happens in the movie. So it takes place concurrently for part of it with the movie, and you have to take these characters are trying to get the whatever it is that Wayne Knight, playing Nedry, stole. So you have to find his truck, and that's like he got eaten by a Dilophosaurus. So you have to find him being eaten by a Dilophosaurus, and that's not the only part of the game that has Dilophosaurus in.
So it's taking you straight into the heart of the traumatic scene, yeah.
They say the only way through your fears is through them.
By the end of this game, I'm going to be so unafraid of Dilophosaurus.
On a side note, just this thing that I feel is very related and I wanted to tell you guys about. Have you guys seen the movie Velocipastor?
I am aware of it. I think I listened to a podcast, How Did This Get Made? They talked about it.
Yeah, I just think it's atrocious, and I wanted to bring that to light. Velocipastor exists.
I'm Googling images of it right now, and Jesus Christ, what is that outfit? Oh. What was that costume?
It looks amazing.
I'm really glad I got to introduce you to that.
where can I watch it?
I would put money on it not being streaming anywhere.
We definitely have to watch it and make a video of it.
On Prime Video, apparently.
Oh my goodness. I've just lost money.
Yay. Velocipastor.
But you know someone who isn't losing money? The developer of Forza Horizon 5. There's been over 800,000 people playing it before it even released, because the £85/$99 premium edition included early access. So people got to play it late last week. It's actually out today. But yeah, that's a lot of people paying £85 to get early access to a game that's going to be on Game Pass today.
I thought you could get early access if you bought the game, the basic game, and then got the Game Pass as well. Is that wrong?
There's a like a package that you can buy on the Game Pass version, which is I think £35 in the UK, that will allow you to access it early. So it'll be cheaper than buying like the £80 version of it on Steam. But yeah, you still have to pay a bunch of money.
I'm just going to come up front and say I've never played a Forza game, so you guys can just flame me and roast me all you want about that.
I'm not a fan of driving games, so I've not played them either.
I don't think I've ever played a driving game apart from Mario Kart.
I will say that all of the trailers I've seen, E3, Gamescom, etc., Forza Horizon 5 has looked so good.
I do have to agree that the game looks stunning.
I've been playing it today, actually, like a little bit in the afternoon. I'm quite a big Forza Horizon fan. Like, I'm not huge into racing either, but Horizon games, like starting from 3 and 4, I've really enjoyed. And oh, like the graphics are just so good. I don't have a very strong computer, but it's just so well optimized that even running it on Ultra on my old, like I've got a 1070, like a GTX 1070, which is quite old now compared to what else is out. And I've been running on an Ultra with 60 frames, not having any sort of like graphical issues. It's been really fantastic.
That's really good to hear, actually, because so many games are not properly optimized nowadays.
Yeah, no, they spend a lot of time optimizing this. The only issue that I've really experienced, and I think a lot of people have experienced, are server issues. Like, yeah, it's been very difficult to try and connect with friends who are playing it, and having some like hiccups with lag during races, which can be really frustrating.
And how have you been liking the game?
It's really good. Apart from those technical issues, like it's the world is like so alive in all of these Forza Horizon games. They really capture the essence of where they're based. So the world feels very alive, very beautiful, and the vehicles that were all really satisfying to drive. I mean, I don't want to give a review of it. I'm sure we'll have a review coming out on the website soon enough. But yeah, very good. Very good so far.
Gozo, are you a racing game fan?
Not especially, but I did play a few in the past, like Gran Turismo or more arcadey ones. But I saw screenshots of this one with like cartoon cars, and I thought it was there was going to be Owen Wilson in it. And now I'm learning that it's called Forza and not Cars. so I'm disappointed.
Not to be confused with the Pixar movie.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. Because cars look like cartoon cars.
So you're not as impressed with the graphics as everyone else.
That must have been a huge letdown. I'm so sorry.
You might have been seeing some of the light, like the paint jobs that people have been putting on them, because you can put basically anything you want on a paint job, and people spend a lot of time like making some really crazy designs for the cars.
There's going to be a lot of genitals out there, isn't there?
I think there's some sensors as far as I'm pretty sure there's one person at Microsoft who's sitting there going through every single design with a little ticker or tick and cross button.
Just one person.
It's all they can afford, you know. It's a small indie developer.
It's an intern.
the penis inspector intern. Not as fun as it sounds.
I spent several years in uni studying to be a game designer, and that's what I'm doing with my life.
Well, from one developer making money to a publisher spending money, Sega, which I've just realized in this MSN.com article is misspelled as Skia.
Oh my lord! No, no. This is the type of mistake I would make.
Has announced that it's going to be investing over £650 million into quote-unquote super games, as well as acquisitions. This is mud in the eye of people who keep saying Nintendo should acquire Sega, or Microsoft should acquire Sega. Though saying that, Sega have also spoken about the strategic alliance they are in with Microsoft to develop Sega's super game initiative.
What does a super game even entail? Like, this is what I'm curious about right now.
It's a game that was launched from a rocket by its parents from its home world as the planet exploded and has arrived on Earth.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Thank you for the clarification.
The radiation of our red sun has given it superpowers.
Is it weak to a particular green type of computer?
It's weak to Mac.
Oh, I get it. So it's like Batman.
Oh, you're a bad man.
Did you reckon the super game thing is going to be the whole fabled quadruple A game design that people have been... prophesizing? I don't know, prophesizing about.
Wasn't this actually something Microsoft said? It wasn't just a prophecy. It's just more people saying, Microsoft saying quadruple A games.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, this is probably Sega's way of getting around being sneered at for saying quadruple A, because that's stupid.
I can agree. Super Games is still bad.
Yeah, Super Games sounds... weird.
I mean, it's not something you shouldn't make fun of them about, but just not as much fun as if they'd said quadruple A. But yeah, that's quite a lot of money that they've already decided they're going to put into something. They've earmarked ready for it. There's going to be people out there who didn't even know that Sega had £650 million.
I'm just honestly astounded by the fact that they're like, we're going to spend this much money. Like, that's so certain of them.
I'm pretty sure they are funded by Yakuza.
Are we talking the game or the, you know, the group?
I mean, both, really. They make plenty of money from the Yakuza games.
I mean, that's why they make those games, right? Because they're funded by Yakuza. I'm pretty sure that's true. I read about it somewhere.
You read it on Twitter?
I don't know, somewhere. So it must be true.
If you read it on the internet, it's definitely true.
Yeah.
Well, something else that's true is that Sega is working on Sonic Frontiers because a trademark has been filed. And someone found that on the internet, so it's true. But so what leads a bit of credence to it is that someone, quote-unquote, leaked to Reddit that the game, that the next Sonic game was going to be called Sonic Frontiers, mere days before Sega filed the trademark for Sonic Frontiers. The Reddit post did also say that it's going to be an open world game, which of course has not been verified yet.
So my question is this a reputable leaker?
I mean, it's Reddit. It could be, it could not be. It could be someone who was working in the trademarks office and saw that coming through the system and decided to post on social media about it before it happened.
Well, honestly, I'm really excited for an open world Sonic game. I'm going to come clean yet again. I've never played a Sonic game.
I don't understand how that's possible.
I know. I'm honestly astounded by it, too. I should probably try it, given that its anniversary is coming up.
I'd like to say
No, yeah. Don't play the one with the anniversary coming up. Don't play Sonic 06.
But why not?
See, I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I had hopes for it because I didn't get to play it as soon as it came out. I didn't read any of the bad reviews. I just knew that there was some poor loading times on either the PS3 or the Xbox 360. And so I played it, whichever version didn't have those issues. And I just hated it. And I love Sonic games.
All right, since you're the expert here then, which one should I play?
Sonic Mania, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Sonic CD. Most of the side-scrolling ones, even Sonic Advance, are pretty good.
I'll definitely get into that and then not be such a failure in the coming podcasts.
In the 3D games, they kind of can't really get a grip on how Sonic should bounce on top of enemies to bop them open. It's something they've been working on since the Dreamcast days, and they still haven't gotten the hang of it somehow.
So here's my question. So the Sonic game, Sonic 06, you were saying, is that the one that I hear has Shadow and has, like, guns?
That is Shadow the Hedgehog, which is a spin-off. I think it might be the only 3D spin-off. There were some 2D ones, but yeah, that's the one where you play as Shadow, the edgy black hedgehog, and he has a gun in the opening cinematic, which he cocks, pumps, and loads a magazine into, and it's like, no, you can only do one of those things with a gun. You can't do all of them.
Wow, okay.
That's just how cool he is.
I've come to realize that apparently I have Sonic Mania already on my Steam library, so that's good news.
You're getting like our editor-in-chief. So many, you own so many games that you forgot which ones you own.
Yeah, that's accurate.
One time he bought a game that was on a Lightning deal or something on Fanatical.com and realized that not only did he already own the game, but he already had a spare code for the game.
Oh my lord, no.
That was his third copy.
That's, wow, that's some dedication right there.
Yeah, he's heavily medicated, so that's probably more to do with that.
We forgive him for his transgressions.
I mean, you can. I've got other things that I hold against him.
But honestly, I am really excited for this Sonic open world game, bringing it back to the main topic. It sounds really interesting, and it's really nice to see so many games coming out with open world versions.
Yeah, I just hope that, well, as I said, they get the jumping on top of Badniks right. Because Sonic Forces, for instance, you didn't play as Sonic for most of the game. You played as a character who had a gun.
I'm just really wondering how they're going to do the super speed mechanic on the open world game.
Yeah, how big is the world? How fast can Sonic move? Because if he moves as fast as he does in the comics, you could cross the entire game world in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, so it's nice. I really want to see what they're going to do with that. How fast are we going to be able to get from point A to point B? Or how are they going to deal with all of those things? If, of course, this is even to be believed.
They kind of touched on the open world formula with the original Sonic Adventure game, where it wasn't like open world, like it was more of like an open hub world. But the way they kind of did it with the speed there was, it didn't really affect it at all, really. I imagine it'll probably be similar in this.
You can really get very fast in any kind of slow, fast.
I was going to say, like, if you really wanted to actually travel anywhere, you could just grab a train. You don't even need to run anywhere.
But Sonic's all about speed. He runs places. He doesn't need a car. Sonic Racing. I can understand why he uses a car in Sonic Racing, or Sega, whatever it is, transformed, because, you know, they have flying and boat sections, and he's not a swimmer. He doesn't need a car to race.
Remember, sorry.
No, go on.
No, I was going to go off on something else. Go for it.
I was just going to mention that there's been theories created that Mario's actually faster than Sonic, given pixel measurements of the original Super Mario with Sonic.
Oh, wow.
That's fighting words.
Yes, basically.
Yes, it's the console wars have many different facets. But speaking of console wars, the PlayStation exclusive Hero is finally coming to Marvel's Avengers for patch 2.2. Promised before launch, Marvel's Avengers was going to get Spider-Man exclusively on the PlayStation 4/5 version of the game. And it came out a while ago. And we're still having to wait until the end of this month, so there's time for it to be delayed, for Peter Parker to finally join the Avengers. I mean, he's done it in the comics before, but this is the first time in a game where he's been an Avenger.
I have to give you props for how just nicely you do these segues.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to see Spider-Man and the Avengers. Honestly, I haven't been able to play the game. I'm really excited to do it. And I'm really sad I'm not going to be able to play Spider-Man on, you know, the Steam version, which is the one I'll be getting.
I recently started playing it on Game Pass because it came out, you know, on Game Pass. I did play it close after release on PC. I just want to get those achievements and actually play through the story campaign again. And I haven't gotten around to the Hawkeye and Black Panther sections yet, so I'll be playing those. But yeah, I'm a bit bummed that I won't get to play as Spider-Man, but it's taken them over a year to implement this reason to buy the PlayStation version. So hopefully they've got all the bugs out.
Because he's a spider.
I just really hope that they have at least one costume where he has six arms.
That would be the most canonically accurate Spider-Man, of course. If we're talking about the radiation damage it should have technically done, but I digress.
Well, I could explain in depth where the six-arm thing comes from, but that's probably a topic for another podcast, not a gaming one. It's to do with Spider-Man, the animated series from the 90s, and the comics, the Marvel Comics' later adaptation of that storyline.
I remember that in the cartoon, yeah.
I want to see it now. I'm going to have to go look for it.
It's on Disney Plus, and I watched through it all several months ago, and it still holds up. Very good show. The animation quality doesn't, but the script does.
I mean, if he put, like, I've just Googled it, and there's some action figures where he doesn't put, like, his suit on the other armors. If he did do that, that would be actually really cool. I really like this iteration.
I'm curious how he will work as an Avenger, but then I'm also curious how Hawkeye works, because I haven't gotten around to playing him yet. I'm assuming Black Panther is something like Black Widow, just with less guns.
How are you liking the game?
It's a very good campaign. I might put off like playing through the rest of it until this update hits, because it changes gear and stuff. But yeah, I do recommend, if you have Game Pass, playing through the campaign at least once.
I'm definitely going to do that, because I love Marvel and anything Marvel, really. That being said, which is you guys' favorite superhero in the game or the movies? Anything is fine.
For me, it's either Deadpool, or if we can't have an anti-hero, then actually Spider-Man.
I can see the beauty of it, honestly. I'm assuming it's mostly because of the suit, because they both look basically the same.
If you don't know why I find that quite so funny, go read some Deadpool comics. You'll learn.
Oh, wasn't, no, I love Deadpool.
Wasn't there like a cover that's a parody of a Spider-Man comic cover? I mean, cover of a Deadpool comic that basically puts him in the same pose or something as Spider-Man?
Yeah, it was in his first ongoing. It's like in the 20s, might be 25, but basically he was teleported back in time and was hunted by Kraven in Kraven's first appearance. And like the artist just recreated panels from that comic, including there's a bit where Spider-Man was holding onto a building frame. It was under construction, and in the Deadpool issue, he's holding on to the same thing. He's like, and even he doesn't understand why he's doing that.
That's great.
Do you have hope that Deadpool will be a character for Marvel's Avengers? The developer has come for one of the developers has come forward to say that he is one of his favorites.
That'd be great. That would mean my good friend Nolan North would get some more work.
Your close personal friend Nolan North.
Yes, I interviewed him for 14 minutes last year, and ever since then, he's been my close personal friend.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man.
I've tweeted at him a few times since then. That's how close we are.
That's the best way to establish friendship nowadays.
I'm so jealous. Who's Nolan North, though?
he's the one of the two voice actors that gets video game voice acting work. It's either him or Troy Baker in every video game ever.
Sometimes both.
Or sometimes both.
Dirt 5, Marvel's Avengers.
Wait, Dirt 5?
Yeah, that's why I interviewed him, because he's Nolan North is the antagonist in that, and Troy Baker is like your mentor. Character's mentor.
I didn't know that Dirt 5 would have had such a deep storyline, you know?
It's got a story and everything. I forgot to write down the main topic. I was just thinking, right, how can I segue into the... Wait, what is it?
Did we decide the main topic?
We did. We were going to talk about... Wait, no, actually, this is Ace's job. Good luck.
Trying to remember.
Do you want me to do it, Ace? I can do it for you. It's okay.
Just give me the line.
We're going to talk about console exclusivity.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. From the PlayStation exclusive hero to, well, our main topic for today, what is wrong with the exclusive content? Because it used to be quite a thing in the PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4 era. It's kind of stopped for the most part. There's console exclusive games, but it's rare that you'll get, oh, you can only get this armor on Xbox and that sort of thing, because most games are multi-platform now.
How do you guys feel about the exclusivity of Spider-Man in Marvel's Avengers?
I feel like that's a pretty huge... Like, I completely understand why exclusive content is a thing, but it seems like a pretty large and substantial piece of exclusive content. Because I remember back when Assassin's Creed 2 and 3 came out, they had PlayStation 3 exclusive missions. Games like Soul Calibur would have, like, exclusive characters for each version. But to have, like, Spider-Man, which is arguably probably the most popular superhero of all time currently... I know that Sony, like, they have the exclusive Spider-Man game, and they're the ones that are, bankrolling the movies and everything. but it just seems like such a huge exclusive thing, and it cuts out a lot of people from getting to experience that. And I don't think it's going to sell a console, so I don't think people are going to buy a PlayStation 4 or 5 to get Marvel's Avengers for the PlayStation so they could play as Spider-Man. Like, it's not that big of a selling point, I don't think.
Yeah, you make a very good point, because I understand console exclusivity, despite, you know, suffering firsthand at it because of God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn, making it really difficult for me to play them. But something almost, it's both big and small, because it is Spider-Man, which is a very famous superhero, but it's just a character in one game, one playable character. So I feel it kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's just one character in one thing that, you know, it would be cool for everyone to try. I mean, if it was like timed exclusivity, then fair enough. That's just like, you know, just a nice bonus for PlayStation players. But
it might well be a timed exclusive. They haven't said whether it's permanent or timed, to my knowledge.
There is reason to believe it might be, given Aloy's appearance in Genshin Impact recently, which was first timed exclusive for PlayStation originally, and then came out in the subsequent update for PC.
Yeah. Forgot what I was going to say. Dang it.
Apart from this exclusivity that we're talking about, I feel like console exclusivity makes sense. I can understand it. It is the reason why PlayStation has been so dominant this last generation with this, it's PlayStation 4 in comparison to Xbox. I think it was 1, right? I don't remember.
Last generation was Xbox One, yeah.
Yeah, so I can get behind it. I just hope it's just a timed exclusive and it's not just going to be a permanent one. Otherwise, it just feels like Sony is robbing all of the Marvel's Avengers fans of content that they could be enjoying, and content that's probably not going to sell them a console, like Payslip says.
And it's content they've had to wait 13 months to play, despite it was one of the selling points for a lot. Like, buy on PlayStation and you will get to play as Spider-Man. They just said, eventually, very quietly.
Oh no, I didn't know that. That's horrible. It does lead me to believe that it's not going to be timed, however, because generally speaking, with Aloy entering Genshin Impact, it was very open. They did say it's going to be a timed exclusive for a limited amount of months, and then it will come out on PC and mobile.
Well, the thing with Aloy is it was a free character in a free-to-play game.
That's a fair point.
Marvel's Avengers is not free, so if you're going to get to play as Spider-Man anyway, just why buy the PlayStation 5 version? Just wait for it to come out in Game Pass.
Yeah, I can see your point. That's a good point.
Okay, I mean, once they do the Marvel's Avengers complete re-avenged Redux next-gen exclusive version in 2 years' time, they'll have the Spider-Man on all versions, so that's fine. And plus, you would have native 4K display options, so it'll be fine, you know. We just have to wait a little bit longer.
I think 2 years is being a little generous. Give it like a year.
To be fair, the Xbox Series X version does have 4K. Most games have a performance mode and a beautiful mode. But when I was looking at the options when I started the game, both versions were in 4K. Just one was permanent 4K at 30 frames per second. The other was sometimes 4K and with 60 frames per second. I don't have 4K TV, so don't make any difference to me.
I'm going to be the horrible person here and say I don't even see 4K in my 4K TV, so there's that.
But you'd notice if it wasn't there.
I don't, actually. I played the entirety of Kena Bridge of Spirits on, like, I think it was 1920p.
I do most things 1920p. It's good enough.
I can agree. Especially because of the price that sometimes 4K comes with.
Yeah, definitely.
I still play games on my old CRT monitor. That's fine for me.
You've got an adapter to downgrade your PlayStation 4 to a CRT.
Got a HDMI to skirt to a aerial inn.
Oh, God.
I don't want to picture this anymore.
You run it through a VCR first.
So I can record my gameplay, you know?
Oh, no.
I think that's going to be the episode title.
I'm going to have nightmares with that.
You haven't seen the PS4 gameplay or PS5 gameplay until you've seen it played on a VHS with the scanning slightly off, so it's got the white fuzzy lines across the screen as well.
Well, I think that we've reached the end of our episode. Thank you for joining me, Artura, Gauze, and Payslips.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you.
That might be it for this episode of the Greencast, but you can subscribe wherever you found this episode for a new episode every Tuesday night. You can hear more from GameGrin by visiting GameGrin.com or finding us on social media. And until next time, game on.